This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
G'day, it's Dean from the team at Hide and Seek. Now, we know how much you love the show, but it's time for you to tell the boss and the rest of the world how much you love the program. To let the boss know how much you love Hide and Seek, head to joy.org.au and complete our annual listener survey. It'll only take a few minutes of your time and it'll do the world of good for us. To let the rest of the world know, if you're listening via iTunes or via Stitcher, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, and in doing that, it'll help others find out about the program. Thank you very much for your support over the last 7 years, and with your continued support, Hide and Seek will be here for many years to come.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Good evening and welcome to the program. It is your show for exploring sex, sexuality. It is Hide and Seek. I am Dean Beck. Andrew the Apprentice is with me.
Good evening, Dean.
Tim Little is with me.
Good evening.
Thank you both for joining us. We've got a great subject matter tonight.
We do.
One that I'm passionate about.
Three hosts in tonight, which is a bit of a rarity.
And a very special guest.
And a very special guest. But it is an important topic that the listeners have been demanding for.
Yes. Now, this is the second of our on-demand editions of Hide and Seek. The first one was great. What was the first one again?
I don't know. Can't remember.
Slut-shaming.
That wasn't it. But it was very important at the time. And this one's very important too.
It is. And if you are a listener and if you do want us to talk about something...
Asexuality.
Asexuality was the other by demand. Thank you. Well done.
You can email in.
You can. 0427JOY949 is the SMS, or you can email on air at joy.org.au.
Or during the week, if you're listening to this on a podcast, Hide and Seek at joy.org.au is the email as well.
We always love hearing from you because your thoughts and your suggestions help us put the show together. It's great.
Big thank you to Chicks Talking Footy.
Always a great show. Footy is over for you.
Footy is over.
What are they going to talk about next week?
I don't know.
Stuff all. So that'll be interesting. I wanted to bring up tonight's Deep Water, which starts on SBS. It's a story of some 30-odd people who were literally thrown off cliffs, who were doing beats in New South Wales along Bondi and around those areas. And it's those stories of the investigations that have gone into it. SBS has done a full across-network multimedia expose. There's a documentary, there's a drama series, there's a podcast series, there's an online interactive web page all about these deaths and the need for further investigation into what went on, because New South Wales police were, well, less than enthusiastic as to following up on some of this stuff.
So that's not on SBS?
The drama series starts tonight on SBS, and it goes tomorrow night, and then it's two nights next week, and then there's the real doco. And the podcast series started last night. If you check out joy.org.au/The Informer, you will find my interview with the writer of the series, which I did earlier this evening.
They've been doing some great stuff on SBS for LGBTI people.
Certainly have.
Lots of content.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
What's in it for me?
What's in it for me?
You are with Dean Beck, Andrew the Apprentice, Tim Little on Hide and Seek. We are asking, fisting tops, what's in it for me? Well, we are lucky to be joined by young Jessie, who happens to be one of them. Welcome to you, Jessie.
Hello.
I hope you liked your little intro there.
I love the theme songs tonight.
Now, Dean, we've had a message in on the Hide and Seek email. Saying, legitimate novice question from someone who's kind of got thrown into the world of top fisting without the introductory classes. What is it actually about?
Well, look, it's a very good question, because I reckon, and this is just my thoughts on it, done right, it's about the top, not playing a submissive role, but playing a reading, what I call a reading role, watching the cues of the bottom until the point of time which the bottom says, and which may not be verbalised, but indicates in some way, shape or form, over to you.
In my experience, that's often just...
I didn't explain myself very well. But basically, the bottom's got to be in control till the bottom can let go of control over to the top. Jessie, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I completely agree with that.
Because it's about connection and trust, and the bottom won't trust absolutely. The top until they feel comfortable to trust the top.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you've got to... I'm trying to think what I'm trying to say.
Read. You got to read the bottom.
Yeah, well, essentially, you know, you can look, and this isn't just necessarily with fisting. It's with all areas where, you know, somebody is going to be submissive versus dominant. And even if it's just, you know, non-kinky sex at all.
I don't even know whether it's about submissive and dominance. It's about connection and intimacy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I've been with people who... Literally, I put my hand on their back and they've just cringed and freaked, like
frozen.
While we're actually, you know, have initiated something, they'll just freeze up. It's, you know.
So, Jesse, how did you learn to be a fisting top?
I'm still really new to like kinky sex. For context, I'm 20. And it was something that I sort of just, I didn't actively go looking for. And it just, you know, one day watching porn, it came up and I went, okay, that's adventurous. I would be interested in trying something more adventurous. And I did. And
that might spark an interest, but that doesn't invoke a passion for it. There's a big difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's this unexplainable satisfaction where you just, the bottom will pull you in, literally pull you in. And it's this moment of this hard work has paid off and you're finally there. And it's just, it's gratifying.
And it's an indication of the connection and the intimacy that you've managed to
absolutely.
Get to a point where you're invited in, you're not forcing anything in.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, I've been with men who there's one particular man who I'm with often who wants me to force my way in.
Right.
And that's his whole thing. And that's for him. Whereas the majority of everybody else is slow down. You need to, and honestly, that took me a while to get into the slow down, let it happen. Mm. Because I wasn't letting it happen. I was just trying to get to the end result.
And can I just say, as someone that's been a fisting bottom lately, one of the biggest complaints that I have is that it seems like there is so much emphasis on the goal and not about the journey.
Yeah, it's absolutely right.
And the goal doesn't happen with most people unless the journey's done right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Completely.
So what is the goal of being a fisting top?
There's the satisfaction you get looking at somebody's face when they're, you know, they're getting the pleasure from what you're doing. And while, you know, your fingers aren't really, your fingers are not a sex organ. You don't feel the tingles through your finger, but you feel it because it's what's obviously arousing you. But it's just, it's the satisfaction of, you know, there have been men I've been with who we don't technically fist. And it's four fingers in and out. And, you know, that to them is enough. And they get this ecstasy from it. And for me, that is enough. It's about the ecstasy.
And I think that's the thing with fisting tops that love it. It's they get off on giving the pleasure. They get off on experiencing someone in a state of absolute ecstasy.
Absolutely.
And there are some tops that it's all about them and they couldn't give a shit what was going on with the other person. And they're not really, I guess, going to get the most out of what being a fisting top is all about.
Oh, no, it's completely true. Because, you know, we all have different bodies. We all have different experiences. God, you could be a fisting bottom for 20 years and you could still not open up as much as somebody who's been doing it for like 5 years.
Yeah, it depends
what you've done, how you've, I suppose, how you've trained yourself.
And all of that, well, a big part of that is mental. But getting to that mental ease is physical.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense to you, Tim?
It does. I think one of the things is when you're going through that journey and if someone is forcing their way in, you tend to clench up and you're not so relaxed, so it makes it harder to get to that point.
Which brings me back to the point, as a bottom, you will not trust the top unless they let go enough for you to invite them in. And it's your invitation as a bottom that opens up and then welcomes the top, and then at the right moment in time, when all is well, you can hand it over.
What's in it for me?
See, I'm not a fisting bottom at all.
That's why you're here tonight.
I have a lot of my own trust issues with people, and so I've yet to find someone who I trust enough with
that
sort of thing.
That's interesting.
But as somebody who does bottom with just dick, I have experienced people who shove it in when I'm not ready.
Look, there are tops that are just masochistic.
Yeah. And I'm not going to pretend sometimes I'm like that. I have been like that very much. Sometimes I get extremely sadistic. But it still needs to be invited. And when the moments when it's not and it's just forced and pushed, it's not only painful, it's downright unenjoyable.
And you can do some damage too.
Absolutely. You sure can.
I had a friend who we were at a sauna together and this guy decided to join in and we were, you know, being exhibitionists. We didn't care really. But my friend had finished and this guy continually fucking him and he was just hitting that wrong spot. And my friend, who was facing me at the time, was actually in tears.
Wow. See, I don't get that.
No, not at all.
So, and this is sort of for Dean and Tim, I guess, is what in a random situation, you know, a one-off situation, as opposed to a relationship situation, how does the trust get built in that scenario that's only half an hour long?
Sure.
Half an hour seems a bit short.
Well, it's very short. You tend to know pretty quickly what where the person's head's at and whether they're prepared to take the time and go gently or whether they think that they can dive in head first. And from my experience, you know, if people are scattered, they won't listen anyway, particularly drunk people. My God, you cannot tell them anything and they won't listen to anything. It's just obnoxious. Cannot cope with it. And you can't coach them. They won't. They just don't get it. They're all over the place.
I think one of the things for me is if I find that they've forced their way in or they've been too quick, it's the dismount. It's the coming out that is like giving birth to an arm. You know what I mean?
And yet, that should be the easiest thing done right. And it's all in the shoulder.
Right.
Because the arm should be relaxed in full and the outward movement comes from the shoulder back so that everything else is relaxed and limp. And if there is resistance from the bottom, the top needs to say, think of your toes, wiggle your toes, think of your toes, wiggle your toes, think of your toes, wiggle your toes. And in that moment, the bottom will let go. There you go. Oh, full of it.
You're on Hide and Seek. We're talking about fisting tops. If you've got a comment or a question, let us know. 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
We would love to hear from you.
Hide and Seek. Wanna see you get nasty. Wanna see you shake it down, babe.
N-A-S-T-Y, you're nasty.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with Dean and Tim, and we're having a three-way with Jesse about fisting tops.
Jesse is our young fisting top who is sharing his insights. And we've had a message come through, Andrew, on 0427JOY949.
Yes, and apparently the word we're looking for through this conversation is compersion.
Which is tops, well, someone getting off on someone getting off.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Compersion.
Compersion.
So sort of the opposite of Schadenfreude. The happiness and misfortune.
Yes.
Interesting. It's a joy.
There we go. And look, there are plenty of tops who, that's their thing, getting off on people getting off or getting people off.
Absolutely.
Because a fisting top doesn't seem, from the conversation so far, to necessarily worry about coming.
Oh.
I'd say it's a bonus, but it's not necessarily the end result.
So do you fuck while coming, while fisting, sorry, or at the end of fisting?
I do.
Yep.
I have been known to put my dick in.
Yes.
While my hand is also in.
Yes.
I've heard of this. Is this like stage two fisting?
It's one of my favourite things.
Slightly amazing. It really is. Because you have the, what was the word we were using?
Compersion.
The compersion. And you literally have the stimulation of your sex organ. And I can't even describe the intensity you feel yourself.
We're told that compersion, anonymous listener on 0427JOY949, says that compersion is the opposite of jealousy, to be more accurate, more often used in the polyamorous community to signify the joy one partner gets from their partner getting joy from someone else.
I've heard this.
I do that. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. So coming is a bonus in the fisting process for a top.
Well, it's...
But it's...
It's not necessarily the goal.
Yep.
You know, sometimes if I am fisting somebody, they're not necessarily my only route for the night.
And this is the thing for fisting tops, is that they can... The exhaustion level of a top may not necessarily be the same as for a bottom. The bottoms may get worn out.
Absolutely. Sometimes I'm literally just sitting there.
but you can pull up a nice stool.
But there are other,
and I have.
There are other times where it takes a lot of focus and concentration.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's, as I've said, you know, everybody's different. There's no standard.
I had an ex who had never fisted anyone before until he met me. But over the period of the next 2.5 years, he actively went about perfecting the art of being a top to the point where he was breaking in people for the first time left, right and centre and was masterful at it and thoroughly, thoroughly found it was his thing. He'd just never tried it before me and he was, yeah.
Is there a preferred position, something that's the most comfortable for the bottom and the top?
I can't answer for the bottom, but I can say definitely if the bottom is on all fours and you're slightly like...
elevated, like on a
elevated
stool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if just both of you on the bed... them on hands and knees, arse up, and me on my knees above them, it's, I guess, the most comfortable.
It's important, though, that you line up and that you're in line.
Absolutely.
In line
with
the spine.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. And also that you're not, that you're sitting square, not weighted or leaning or, you know, that you've, you're balanced and square.
True.
And can you still see their face in that position?
Preferably not. No.
No, as I said before, they're normally facing the cushion.
So how would you get that compersion? Is it more the moan?
But if they're on their back, it's all about the eye contact.
If they're on their back, it's perfect with the eye contact. Yeah. I don't necessarily need to be looking at them to know the ecstasy.
That's what a good top reading can do. Because they can feel and sense and...
You can feel, you can literally feel them contracting and expanding around your hand.
Connection and intimacy.
Absolutely.
Trust. It's all about that.
I've actually noticed as well, quite a few fisting tops are actually bottoms in normal, I shouldn't use the word normal, but standard sex. Have you noticed that in your journeys?
No. It's not that it's not true. It's not something I've actually seen.
I'd say that most... no, that's a generalisation. Good fisting bottoms should be good fisting tops. But some are just greedy pigs. some of the best sex I have is with other bottoms, and most of that involves fisting. But the ability to share in that space, having an understanding and a knowledge of what's going on, helps a lot.
Sure. Mm.
So, Dean, you mentioned a couple of things about technique for the top. What are some of the top tips for a beginning top? Who wants to find out more?
Great question. Firstly, make sure that the spine of the bottom is straight. So whether they're lying flat or preferably not in a sling because they're usually hung incorrectly and that curves the spine, you want a straight, flat spine wherever you're at.
Yep.
If that's on a bed, the top would be better suited on the off the bed on a stool so that the arm can line up directly with the spine and that all things are linear in a straight line.
And essentially the top needs to stand to the left or the right.
Yeah, slightly to one side because your arms are the width of your body. Yeah, so right. You need to be slightly to one side because otherwise you're going around corners.
Yeah.
Be weighted evenly and balanced so you're not leaning anyway. Trying to lay on your side and do it is no go. And that way you can then focus on having your wrist and hand soft and limp and moving from your shoulder forward or your shoulder back if you're withdrawing.
Which, by the way, does take a while to be able to do that. It seems so simple, but it took me ages.
But it's
to
transformative,
be able to,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
It totally changes everything.
Instead of using the elbow in
so you're
ways,
using yeah. you're entirely using your shoulders there.
And everything else is loose and soft.
Mm. And it's just, it's...
And so if you pull from your wrist back or your elbow back, what happens is the hand expands and stiffens.
If you're doing a long session, do you do any warm-up exercises as a top?
I often start with just fucking somebody. You know,
it's a great place to start.
It's a great place to start. You know that they can handle your dick.
And it's a warm-up.
Yeah.
Do you ever get cramps in your hands or your arms? Or pins and needles?
If the bottom's really tight.
Right.
And this actually happened really recently, like last week recently. This bottom was, you know, he was relatively experienced, but he was still quite tight. And I don't have small hands. And it was literally...
cutting off your circulation.
He was just... it was his anus was pushing down my thumb.
Right.
And it was just stuck in that position for I don't even know how long.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I'm like, I'm not freaking out, but if this stays here much longer, I'm going to have to walk away.
Another interesting little tidbit for tops. If your fingers are starting to curl up as you're going in, then you're not there yet. You haven't opened up the second sphincter because your hand should stay open and flat and not curl up into a fist inside.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous if it does, because if you need to get out quickly, you can't open your hand up and out to get out. Your fingers, when you open your, from a fist, when you open your fingers out, they open outwards. And if the bottom is contracted around that, that's very dangerous, of course.
What about toys? Would you use toys to warm up the bottom?
Again, it all depends on the person. I have had somebody need toys to start up. Others, not at all. Others hate them.
Mm. Oh, right.
I'm one of those.
Okay. Yeah. What is it you don't like?
I'm allergic to any of the petrochemical toys.
Right.
And they sting like all get out. And the minute they do, that's it. Over, Red Rover for the whole night. Done.
Right.
The pain is excruciating and doesn't stop. Okay. So I can't go near any of those. And... silicon toys are good because they're inert, more expensive, of course, but I prefer a hand anyway because it's softer and it goes where it needs to go, done right,
yeah.
And it's more all of body and it involves somebody else.
Sure, sure.
Sort of ticks every box.
More malleable as well.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. If you've got a comment or a question, let us know. 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Coming up, well, I suppose we should touch on lube and fingernails. But if there's anything else, let us know.
For over 25 years, the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives have been collecting and preserving Australia's queer history. A not-for-profit organisation, the Archives rely on your support through membership, financial and queer memorabilia donations. To find out more, email algarchives@hotmail.com or web search the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archive.
Joy 94.9.
Just shake that ass. Get on it, baby. Joy. Get on it. Say what your mama gave you, get on it.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
What's in it for me? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? What's in it for me?
You are on Hide and Seek, the show where we ask, what's in it for me? Fisting tops. We are joined by Jesse, who is a young fellow who is one of them. Fisting top. And we've been talking about what's in it for me. Andrew, we have had another message on 0427JOY949. Keep them coming. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right. What is a good way to encourage someone to try fisting as a top if they've never done it before?
Lock them away and throw away the key.
How can an experienced fisting bottom make a new top feel more comfortable?
Oh, Jeez.
I think it's going to go to the experienced bottom in the room.
That's Dean's question.
Yeah.
I'm not good at this.
I've heard.
Have you now? Well, you know how they say you can awkward. Only teach the teachable, coach the coachable, and train the trainable? Sometimes impatient bottoms need to be more sensitive to sensitive poor little tops. Because apparently yelling at them doesn't help, so I'm told. But, yeah, so...
Do you teach this in your seminar, Dean?
No, I probably should insert that. But, you know, when you think that you're explaining yourself perfectly clearly and it's clear that they're not listening, sometimes one can get a little impatient. And that might just be me. But, Jesse, what is a good way to encourage someone to try it for the first time if they haven't? Do you think... From your perspective.
I don't know if you can, to be honest.
Is it about watching?
I honestly have no idea.
I think there needs to be...
There needs to be some spark. Underlining yeah. desire already.
And
I have a lot of very, very adorably innocent friends who think they're total sluts, but they're not. They're really cute. But whenever we play drinking games... One of them will always say something about my sex life because he knows it's a great joke.
In a judgmental way, you mean?
No, no, in an absolutely fun...
Oh, okay.
We're joking around about it and...
We do not encourage drinking games here on Joy 94.9. I just want to make that clear, but...
we do not. But, you know, I always see my other friends go a bit like, oh, it just takes them aback a moment. It's like, don't worry, honey, I'm not going to try it with you.
Yeah, right.
You're safe.
I think trying to, if someone's dead against it, there's no use trying to make them go down that path because that's just not going to work. But there are people that are interested in it. They're just frightened that they're going to hurt somebody or whatever. And I think if you're with an experienced bottom, it's important for them to reassure you that they won't let you hurt them because... You're not going to get that far, you know?
Absolutely. When I first started looking into it and wanting to get right in there, you know, I did my research.
And impatience won't get you there quicker, will it?
No. And one of the first things I read was, if you are a first-time bottom, do not let a first-time top.
Probably.
It's good advice.
And it's why, you know, I have developed my skills, so to say.
But presently, I refuse
to fist anybody who's never been fisted before.
And the thing is, though, that in your interest being sparked, you then sought actively to find out more.
Absolutely.
And there are people that just think that it comes naturally. Well, maybe it does to some, but, you know, there are... tremendous resources out there. There's a great course coming up, Andrew, on the 29th of November at Manhouse, where you can find out more about this. 29th of November, Manhouse. Check it online.
manhouse.com.au.
And you can find out more there. But, you know, there are these days, there are actually good resources online. But, you know, there's also some crap online too.
And this comes from a little bit of my experience in Berlin, in that...
I'm not sure that Berlin's...
No. But seeing... So some people that were there had not seen fisting before and had never tried it before. And I was down the other end going at it, and they came around and helped me out for a little while and tested the waters. And, that was their introduction to it.
Right.
And so... There are also events around town or elsewhere where there is a sense of community amongst the fisting community where that education can be, you know,
passed on. And if you are in an environment where it's happening and you have a connection to the players, then, you know, ask them, can you show me how this works? nine times out of ten, I'm sure they'd say, absolutely, come on down, in, up.
All around.
Yeah, and because, you know, at the end of the day, there's never enough tops. And
oh, that can be safe for not even fisting.
So, Jesse, back to a few top tips before we finish up. Fingernails. How do you maintain? What do you do to your fingernails, etc.?
Well, firstly, I always say to anybody who asks, don't cut your fingernails the day of. Because they're just going to be
sharp
on the edges. It's stupid. Use a file.
But file down.
Yeah.
So that you're filing the square edge off.
Yeah. So if you need to cut your nails, file them. And the thing I always learnt was, always, like I've been doing it for decades.
There's one way to check if you've still got tags on your fingers. And that is?
Rub your fingernails against your tongue.
Ah.
And currently, I can feel my fingernails on my tongue very sharply. And my nails are really long at the moment, so I would not be ready.
And if there is a little, hook on the nail, you'll feel it on your tongue.
Yeah.
Cuticles, how do you worry about, do you get cuticles and what happens, you know, obviously your hand, if you're not using gloves, if that happens to be the case, then, you know, your hands can get very wet and cuticles can...
Don't do a manicure the day of and, you know, cut yourself or whatever would be my suggestion.
I'm not necessarily the best person to ask that because...
Your cuticles are shocking.
Mine are terrible. I'm constantly... Mine are always inflamed and that's got nothing to do with fisting. That's just who I am as a person. So I do not take care of my hands enough.
Here's the inflamed cuticle guy.
So I suppose...
That's me.
The other big thing to talk about, I guess, quickly... is lube.
Lube.
Lots of lube.
Oh, this is number one now, tip for tops regarding lube.
Yes.
Whatever you think is too much, triple it.
Absolutely.
Any particular types of lube you'd recommend?
Starting off with?
I personally prefer J-Lube. It's... I don't know why I like it. It's just... I guess it just... it. You can physically see the coverage.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel more confident and comfortable.
And slippery. Yeah.
But I know Crisco is very popular amongst bottoms.
Crisco's important to the bottom to start with, to create a coating and a lining. And then J-Lube's important for its slipperiness.
And as I say, in any forms of sex, you know, just fucking or fisting, it's really up to, unless the top has allergies, it's up to the bottom. Because it's what's going inside their body and it's what's going to make them comfortable.
But whatever you think is enough, triple it.
Yeah.
You can never have too much.
Absolutely not.
And what about setting up the space? How would you set up a space?
Towels are good.
You know, traditionally, there's a lot of protocol around this.
Right.
The tradition would have it that the bottom sets everything up. And that the fisting top cleans everything up.
Okay.
I've never met one yet that doesn't. However, getting someone out of a sling is the responsibility of a top and should be done extra slowly and carefully. Because if you've been laying down in that position for a long time and get up rapidly, you can get a rapid drop in blood pressure, particularly if you've been on Amyl and Viagra, which you should never take together. But it's that dizziness that you get when you sit up quickly that causes a rapid blood pressure drop and can kill you instantly. So just be careful of that.
Fisting, not for the faint of heart. Boom. This has been a PSA. Thank you.
We call them a CSA, but thank you. The other tip would be you can use paper towel and newspaper, and that helps keep places clean and all that.
I've perfected the art of wrapping paper towel off the roll with one hand.
Yes. Well, there, the other there is an art to that.
There is an art to that.
Yeah. It's a skill. It's a real skill.
Whilst the other hand's preoccupied.
Yeah, very good, Andrew. Well done. You go to lesson two. Look, Jesse, it's been fantastic to get your insights on what's in it for you as a fisting top. And
what's in it for me? What's in it for me?
We want to thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Keep in mind, there is a fisting class at Manhouse on the 28th of November. We want to say a big shout out to David, who does our podcasts. Thank you very much for your assistance. And also, if you like our podcasts, do us a favour and share them, and also rate us on your favourite podcast app, because that helps other people find us. And the more people that find us, the happier we are.
Exactly. Now, don't forget, you can catch us all at the Northside Bazaar on Saturday, the 15th of October. We are, along with the Down and Dirty Boys from VAC, going to be out on the backstage in the lead itself. So running the stage, essentially.
And we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be on the inside stage.
Inside
the
stage.
Well, there'll be
the
lots
naughty
of,
one.
The naughty stage.
Lots of things going on, can
exactly.
we say. So that's about it from us.
Yes.
A big thank you to you, Tim, to you, Andrew. I'm Dean Beck. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air. And until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Don't forget, it's time for you to tell our boss that you love Hide and Seek by filling out the Joy Listener Survey at joy.org.au, and tell the world by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.